So welcome to Local News and Features. It's Tim, now joined by Liz. We're in batch number 6. No, we're not. We're in batch number 5. I'm going insane. We're in batch number 5. We were just having a very interesting conversation off mic about the Eurovision Song Contest and all the controversy. And that, in theory, is probably a bit more interesting than some of the news stories we've got to read for you. But here we go. My headlines. We're going to do the headlines first, and then we're going to have the questions from Lizzie's one and only quiz, her general knowledge quiz of 11 questions. We're going to do that. But first, headlines from me and Liz. So my headlines coming up are: logistics giant with North Staffordshire base and 900 workers puts jobs at risk. And we've got Stoke-on-Trent shop with illegal vapes hidden in toilet compartment is to shut down. And Lizzie's headlines are:
family's worst fears come true as little boy struck down with cancer in double blow. And I thought I was speaking to my favourite TV vet, but I was scammed out of £11,000.
Sounds a bit scary. And now it's time for Liz's one and only quiz questions.
Okay, my quiz. Number one, what type of creature is a pout? Number two, what nationality was the writer Georges Simenon? Number three, which English writer said, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear? Well, that's fairly pertinent for the moment. Number four, the late Queen Elizabeth II opened the Olympics in London, but what other city did she open the Olympics in? Number five, emerald is a variety of which mineral? Number six, which river's annual flood ended in 1970? So up until 1970, it always flooded, and that stopped in 1970. So which river was that? And does anyone know why? Number seven, Rebecca West's Black Lamb and Grey Falcon is a study of what former country? Number eight, which fabric is made from flax fibrio? Flax fibres. I thought you said fibrio. I thought I got something interesting there. Sorry. Which fabric is made from flax fibres? Number nine. What type of holiday is named from a Swahili word for journey? Number 10. How many sides does a heptagon have? And the bonus question, la mange, is the French name for which body of water? And that's my quiz.
Wonderful. So my first story for you now is logistics giants with North Staffordshire base and 900 workers puts jobs at risk. Jobs have been placed at risk due to a proposed restructure at a logistics provider with sites in North Staffordshire and South Cheshire. Bowie Distribution, part of NWF Group PLC, has confirmed that a formal consultation process is now underway. Roles within the warehouse and management teams based at its headquarters near Nantwich are under threat, and the firm, which employs around 900 workers, also has sites in Crewe and at Limedale in Newcastle-under-Lyme, which opened last year. A spokesperson for NWF Group PLC said, we can confirm that a number of roles within the warehouse and management teams at the distribution Wardle site have been placed at risk as part of proposed restructure in order to streamline parts of the operation and support the long-term growth of the business. A formal consultation is now underway, and we appreciate that this is difficult for colleagues and that we are committed to treating anyone impacted with fairness and respect. As this process is ongoing, we're unable to commit further at this stage. The distribution website states that we are one of the country's leading logistics providers to the food industry, with particular experience and expertise in the ambient grocery sector, and we are proud to work with some of the UK's largest retailers. Over to Liz, who's going to read the next story for us in batch 5.
Family's worst fears come true as little boy struck down with cancer in double blow. A schoolboy is facing the fight of his life after being struck down with cancer after overcoming another serious health battle. little Sam Bonford had appeared to be back to his healthy self before his family were given the devastating news that he had lymphoblastic leukemia. The 9-year-old boy had previously been struggling against the rare blood disease immune thrombocytopenic purpura, that's ITP, since June last year. The condition causes the body's immune system to mistakenly attack blood cells, leading to bruising and bleeding. Doctors at the Royal Stoke University Hospital believe Sam had overcome his health woes until his alarming symptoms suddenly returned. His leukemia diagnosis was then confirmed in January 2025, but his parents have told how they feel really lucky in some ways, as the checkups he was having for ITP meant the cancer was caught early. Mum Nicola Bonforth of Biddulph told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "They thought they'd fixed the ITP. He took a massive course of steroids, the symptoms went away and his platelets returned to normal. His blood could clot again and there was nothing to worry about. We thought everything was okay, but in October all of his symptoms came back. They thought it was ITP again, so they put him on a series of weekly checkups to monitor him closely. When we got to January, they discovered leukemia cells were present." Parents Nicola and Barney say the painful news was absolutely heartbreaking. Nicola explained, "When we found out, I just went on to autopilot. Me and my husband are very action-orientated people, so we just poured all of our focus into his treatment options and getting our boy better as soon as possible. In a way, we were really lucky. It was picked up before he started to get really sick. Normally, the diagnosis isn't found before lots of other symptoms start to appear, so these checkups let us catch it early, but we were still completely shocked at the diagnosis. It was devastating because Sam appeared to be quite a healthy little boy. You never think that your child is going to get cancer. It always happens to other people. It doesn't happen to you. But all of a sudden, it was happening to us." Brave Sam has been on a course of chemotherapy to try to reduce the level of leukemia cells present in his blood. It has meant he has had to stay in hospital for days at a time. Unfortunately, this has affected his attendance at James Bateman Middle School, but his teachers have stuck by his side. Nicholas said he's been off school ever since he was diagnosed because of his treatment, but he's popped in to see his friends and his teachers a few times. It helps to keep up his motivation and his mood because he misses his friends and school massively, and they've all been so supportive of him whenever he sees them. Two of his teachers in his year decided they wanted to do something extra to support Sam. Mr. Shaw, who's Sam's teacher, and Mr. Bartles, who's another Year 5 teacher, said to us when we popped in for a visit that they wanted to do a Brave the Shave, so they've organised that and got all the school community behind it. Teachers staged a special assembly on the 2nd of May and invited Sam to shave their heads. The charitable stunt raised £2,000 for Young Lives versus Cancer, as well as bringing Sam some much-needed positivity. "The atmosphere when we went in to do the shave was just electric," Nicola recalled. Sam got to go up and shave his teacher's hair in front of the rest of the school. About 400 other children were cheering him on. "The support was overwhelming. It's absolutely beautiful to see that our little boy is loved by all of these people that are around him. It just means so much."
Brilliant. Many thanks for that. So my next story now in batch number 5 is Stoke-on-Trent shop with illegal vapes hidden in toilet compartment is shut down. A shop caught selling counterfeit cigarettes, tobacco and vapes has been closed down for 3 months. Stoke-on-Trent Trading Standards officers investigated Abbey Holton supermarket on Leek Road, Abbey Holton, after receiving complaints from the public. And now magistrates at North Staffordshire Justice Centre have agreed to make a three-month closure order in respect of the business. It will now be closed until August the 22nd. Kirsty Messenger, representing the City Council, told the court that the shop had been selling counterfeit cigarettes, tobacco and vapes, and had been selling the age-restricted products to children. The closure notice was served on Tuesday, May the 20th, which prohibited access for 48 hours. The authority had to make the application for the three-month closure within 48 hours. Ms. Messenger added that the council is seeking a closure order and it will ensure that illegal trading is no longer being carried out. It will also deter this type of behaviour. The council has employed a number of methods to tackle, including seizures and attempts to engage with the business. The business has been given considerable guidance and received numerous interventions by Trading Standards. There have been regular visits and sanctions when criminal behaviour has taken place. The court heard that complaints had been received by Trading Standards that Abbey Holton supermarket was selling counterfeit cigarettes. Miss Messenger added that five counterfeit packages of Richmond cigarettes were sold for £4 and taken from the rear storeroom. On April the 10th, 33 vapes of an illegal size and 28 packets of 50 grams non-duty paid hand-rolling tobacco were seized, and some were hidden in a compartment in the toilet. Abbey Holton supermarket must pay £738.72 costs. Over to Liz, who's going to do the final story for us in Batch 5.
I thought I was speaking to my favourite TV vet, but I was scammed out of £11,000. A disabled Staffordshire woman lost £11,000 to an Instagram cryptocurrency romance scammer who posed as an Australian TV vet. Superfan Lisa Nock, 44, was drawn in by a fake but convincing Instagram account of Dr. Chris, an Australian veterinarian best known for the television series Bondi Vet. The crook running the account posed as Dr. Chris Brown when Lisa contacted him, thinking she was talking to the real vet. The conversation turned romantic and the fraudster began love-bombing Lisa and even proposed. Believing they were in a relationship, Lisa agreed to transfer the fraudster money for flights and visas to visit her in the UK. For over a year and a half, she transferred a total of £11,000 through multiple cryptocurrency wallets, with the biggest single payment being £7,000. The funds, most of which were from disability allowance, meant Lisa went without taekwondo and swimming lessons to fund the con. Eventually realising that she was being scammed, Lisa cut ties with the fraudster in January 2025 and reported them to the police, who reported it to the Action Fraud, and an investigation is going on. Lisa, who cannot work, from Lichfield, said, "I thought it was real at the time. Although they were flirty at the beginning, we were talking for 6 months before money was mentioned. They knew I was disabled and had limited funds, and they exploited that entirely. Didn't have a lot financially, and now I've been left with nothing. I'm sharing my story to help warn others, especially those that are vulnerable like me. I never thought something like this would happen to me until it was too late." After initially contacting what Lisa thought was Dr. Chris's Instagram account in September 2022, the account responded immediately. The pair began communication before exchanging numbers and messaging on WhatsApp. "I felt very excited because I wasn't expecting a response," Lisa said. "Our chat started friendly, talking about family and friends, but then it soon turned flirty. And then the love bombing started. I wasn't looking for something like that, but I liked the friendship side of it." By November, the scammer, pretending to be Dr. Chris, said that he loved Lisa. He claimed he would come and visit her in the UK, but needed £2,000 for flights. Lisa said, "I lost myself in it and believed that he loved me. I wanted to see him so much. I started going out without things like taekwondo and swimming lessons to transfer the money. On the 23rd of April 2023, Lisa transferred £2,000 to an account via PayPal. The scammer then persuaded Lisa to transfer another £7,000 to pay for a temporary hire, a different vet to take over Bondi Vet, whilst he visited her in the UK. He set her up with a cryptocurrency wallet where holdings are only accessible by using a private key. Lisa transferred a further £2,000 in cryptocurrency payments before saying she couldn't do it anymore in December 2024 because she could no longer afford it financially. The fraudster didn't follow up with Lisa and their communication ended for good. Lisa started to suspect the whole thing was a scam when she noticed the different emails were personal Yahoo emails and not official business emails from the vet. On the 31st of January 2025, Lisa went to West Midlands Police. Her case has been passed on to Action Fraud and she's still awaiting an update. She said, "I'm not hopeful that I'll get any money back. They are sneaky and clever. They really fooled me. I feel humiliated and let down. Looking back, there were red flags, such as I never spoke to this person over the phone or FaceTime. I stopped buying certain things and going out with my friends so I could put aside some of my disability allowance. How can people be so cruel? To this day, I don't know who I was talking to for a year and a half, which is scary. I wouldn't want anyone to go through what I have, and I hope the real Dr. Chris knows I'm still a fan."